My name is Chris Johnson, and I am circling the fucking drain. On Wednesday, I told you that I was going to be unemployed. Right now, I'm officially unemployed. I got no fucking job, goddammit. All this happened in the course of a fucking week. I'll get more into the fucking weeds of what happened somewhere down the line. But basically, not Friday 2 days ago, but the Friday before that, I got called into a work meeting and essentially was told that my position was being eliminated. Then during the last week, it was basically said that like, hey, you can sign this fucking new job description, or you can take this severance package that we're offering you, and we won't dispute unemployment. And I was like, well, fuck it, I'll take the fucking severance package, because I ain't doing this shit. My department was 19 people, 9 of us, on day's notice, said fuck it, and took the severance, and left. But that means that 9 fucking people are unemployed, and things kind of suck right now, right? Don't they suck right now? I feel like I watched the news, and things suck right now. I feel like I've looked at job sites just because I'm a fucking mercenary, baby. Even if my job is going well, I gotta know what the fuck else is out there. So I look from time to time, and I'm always like, fuck it. I'm in a good situation here. At least I thought I was. So I got no goddamn job. I'm dealing with the situation okay-ish. Like, I built that fucking pantry during the last week. That motherfucker's in the kitchen now. It's still off-center. I feel like I gotta center it, but I don't want to center it. My apartment's a goddamn mess right now. I haven't done fucking anything since, like, the original news broke. I'm keeping myself alive, but that's about it. But I feel actually okay. Like, if you talk to me, and I didn't say, hey, I lost my fucking job, you'd think, like, that motherfucker's doing pretty good. I think I'm just, like, keeping myself together. All this other ancillary shit's a fucking mess. That's how I know that it's kind of, like, affecting me. Because I'd be fucking stumbling through my day thinking, like, hey, I feel okay about this. I mean, not good, but, like, I'm dealing with it pretty well. And then I look around, I'm like, this place fucking sucks. You haven't fucking done anything. You only slept 4 hours last night, and you're not fucking eating. Then I think, fuck, when you put it like that, maybe I'm not doing that great. But I guess I'm doing as great as can be expected. Now that everything is kind of like over, I'm wondering if I'm going to relax a little bit. That might be the case, because fucking last night, I was getting a little tired. I was like, maybe I'll just fucking lay on a couch for a little bit. It was between like 9 and 10 at night. And then I woke up at like 5 in the morning, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go to my bedroom now. And then I got up again, like after 10. This is like fucking 12, 13 fucking hours. That is fucking bed rot right there. And I was considering maybe not getting up at 10, but I was like, bro, it's been 13 fucking hours. You should at least get up and try to get moving. Try to at least resemble a fucking human being. I feel like I'm in like a bottomless pit today eating. So maybe like my eating's getting back on track. But I also ran a half marathon yesterday. So like I'm probably fucking hungry. Because I don't remember what the fuck I ate yesterday. I don't know. I gotta start writing this shit down. I need to keep like a fucking food journal just to make sure that I'm fucking eating enough. I haven't done shit today either, if I'm being honest. I remember thinking like on Friday, as soon as like I met with the bosses and shit. Because you gotta like fucking have this like outboarding meeting or whatever they call it. I don't remember what the fuck they call it. But basically it was like, you know, you're meeting with them. It was the fucking final meeting with your fucking, with the higher ups. Like, okay, here's this and here's this. We're gonna send you this and this and this. You gotta sign this and this. All that bullshit. That happened at like 2 in the afternoon. So I was like working before that. I worked from like 10:30 to 2. And then I didn't do like shit on Friday either. Like I painted my fucking nails. That shit was chipped. I had to fucking fix it. And I wasn't in the mood to fucking do anything. So if I can do, I was in prime position to paint that shit and just wait for it to fucking dry. Just stare at the goddamn wall. Whatever. Yesterday didn't do shit. I was telling myself yesterday, I was like, motherfucker, once Sunday comes, we're gonna fucking jump into everything. Nah, I haven't jumped into shit. I ran the dishwasher. That's about as far as I got. I still got fucking tools all over the living room floor from that fucking pantry. There's fucking just clutter everywhere because I haven't done shit in a week and a half. You know how like it's your place if you don't do anything for a week and a half? Like it just fucking adds up and it's a fucking mess. And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, where do I fucking start with this shit? I don't even know where to fucking start. So instead I just like sit on my phone and play like a fucking word game. I gotta get my fucking resume updated, which is almost done. I just gotta rearrange some shit, but we're getting there. I've been talking and bitching to anybody who's gonna listen. Coworkers, well, former coworkers. I got a bunch of cell numbers. I got a bunch of fucking former coworker cell numbers. So we're bitching all Friday. Just like, what the fuck is going on now? Like, what are we doing? Sending like fucking job links. Some other people wanted to leave too, but like, it was kind of short notice for people. Like, you got single moms working there. Like, they can't exactly like take the fucking severance package, which wasn't like super long. It's not like a fucking month long package. You know what I mean? They got fucking kids and shit. They can't fucking do that. So we'll see what happens. I hope my people are okay. Both the ones that left and the ones that are still behind. Cause you know what? I hate a lot of fucking people, but I want my people taken care of. Even if they're not like my people. Like I didn't talk to all 19 people in my department. Actually 18, because like I'm the 19th. Although like I talk to myself all the fucking time, so I guess that counts. Like I wasn't like close with all of them, but I don't want to make it fucked with either. You know what I mean? Actually, I think it was 19 plus bosses. I don't know. I can't, who fucking knows? I have no idea. I thought I had like an interview lined up too at like this place my buddies work, but that fucking fell through in the fucking most bizarre way possible. I can't get into that yet. Maybe I will. But I do know that the director of the place I was going to apply, like, looked at my Facebook page and then liked a podcast and unliked a podcast. The fuck is that? My social media is very interesting to prospective employers, apparently. Which is crazy because nobody has ever given two fucks about it before. I've had 4 jobs since this podcast started. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares about this shit. I'm a fucking asshole in his living room. How the fuck is this controversial? I'm just a fucking old man screaming at clouds. Or maybe a middle-aged man, if you want to be more accurate. It depends on who you're talking to. I'm older than most of my coworkers, so it's probably the old man on the team. But, like, I'm younger than my fucking mom. I guess what I'm saying is I have derailed, and I don't know what the fuck is going on. But the podcast is still going on, and my coworkers know it exists now. Are they going to be interested? If I can know, they'll probably just be like every other group of people. Some people like it, some people think it sucks, some people forget about it. You do you. All of you fucking do you. But I will miss my coworkers and talking to them in the group Slack. I've already reached for that multiple times and realized it was gone, and it saddens me. But I hope everybody's doing okay. We'll all fucking make it. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. I'm on any fucking major podcasting site, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want. I don't give two shits. Just listen to my fucking ass, please. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode's there. I'm also on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and in my Facebook timeline.